This week, NASA released one of the most stunning images of the surface of Mars ever seen. The image was taken by the Mars rover called Opportunity, and that rover has been trundling around on the red planet since way back in 2004. Scientists say that a new chapter in human knowledge is about to be opened because a brand new rover is due to touch down on the surface of Mars in a matter of weeks. Meanwhile, the old rover, Opportunity, will continue to take images and provide us with a taste of what's to come.
What you're seeing is what the rover was looking at whilst it was parked in one spot over the Martian winter. Martian winter is, there's not enough sunlight for the rover to do much every day, but there was enough power coming through its solar panels for it to sit there and take hundreds and hundreds of photographs of the place it was parked in.
The image is a beautiful Mars landscape with a couple of wandering tire tracks where Opportunity has meandered across the lonely plain. Opportunity had to take hundreds of pictures to make this one very beautiful image because its camera is, frankly, pretty crappy. If you've got a camera in your phone, it's probably far better than the one that Opportunity is equipped with. That's not because of budget cuts at NASA. It's because the rover has been up there on Mars since 2004. Marian Anderson is a lecturer in the School of Geosciences at Monash University.
Yeah, well, it was launched in 2003, and the camera technology had to be locked in place around about the year 2000. So 2 megapixels at the time was pretty high tech.
From that camera, NASA has cobbled together a striking image of the surface of Mars. Kevin Orman-Rossiter is a research manager in the Faculty of Science at the University of Melbourne. Even though he's studied these things for years, the image still moves him.
It does, yes. I mean, probably because it is so clear and awesome, because it's a panorama, you know, it makes you feel like you're actually there. So specifically what Opportunity's been doing is it's gone on a mammoth trek as far as it's concerned. It's not, you know, big for us, but it's done a whole 34.4 kilometres in all that time it's been up there, which sounds a dawdle.
It's certainly not setting a cracking pace.
No. But that's an amazing effort for such a, you know, small bit of instrumentation.
In fact, Opportunity has far exceeded expectations. Marian Anderson.
It was originally sent up to Mars with a 90-day mission, and it's now on day 3007, so it's definitely past warranty there. We thought that it'd be dead. It's a solar-powered rover, and the solar panels, which you can see in this amazing high-res image, are now completely covered in red dust. But every now and again, a Martian wind blows off the dust and allows a rover to keep on going.
If Opportunity breaks down right now, it won't be such a great loss because there's another better rover hurtling towards Mars as I speak. In fact, it's almost there. It's due to touch down next month.
This one's actually quite a sophisticated instrument. It's a six-wheeled multi-terrain vehicle that can, you know, go a lot further, go a lot faster. It's got a swag of instruments on it that hopefully will identify was there life on Mars. That's its main question to ask, is was there life on this area of Mars anyway.
NASA hopes it'll fulfill that mission, but first it has to land safely, and that's no easy thing to do on Mars.
There's all sorts of things that can go wrong. Mars is a really hard planet to land things on. Of all the missions that have been sent there, about two-thirds haven't made it.
It'll be equipment just outside Canberra that's picking up the signal from the new Curiosity rover as it attempts its precarious landing.
They'll actually be picking up the signals first, although we'll be watching the NASA stream as they bounce it back again. But we're going to go up and sit in there and be on the ground, so to speak, as it lands.
So there is actually a sort of an Australian role here.
Oh, definitely. The Canberra Deep Space Network, yes, it's a absolutely vital part of the whole NASA space program.
So Australia will be doing its bit. You can tune in to live coverage of the NASA website as the Curiosity rover lands on Mars. It'll touch down at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday, 6th of August.